Unger of Northwestern.
That ball is not popping on the offensive end right now. It's sticking a little too much.
16-20 to play. Three-point lead for the Badgers. Bowie for three in the tie. It's good. And just like that, this game's tied at 38. Seven-point run for the Wildcats. Lesman out high, a bump and a play on, a throw to Wall. He'll feed A.J. Thor high in the right. A.J. against Martinelli, a step back three on the way. Nailed it. Thor with 16, 41-38 Wisconsin.
Pretty good move.
That was. You like that? You approve?
I approve of the finish.
There you go.
I don't know if I would have approved of the shot had that been a miss.
Yeah, yeah. Here's Hunger for three, top of the circle, off the rim, no good. Thor the rebound, 41-38 Wisconsin, 15-35 remaining. Thor out high, bounces the crowd right of the paint. Hunger defends, single coverage. Crowd turns baseline, away from the double, out to Thor, fakes the three. A.J. in the lane, scoops it up right hand, no, but a foul. And A.J. Thor will go to the free throw line when play continues. We're at the under 16 media timeout. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Our postseason coverage of Wisconsin basketball is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. 15-24 remaining. Wisconsin 41, Northwestern 38. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 15-24 to play. Wisconsin 41, Northwestern 38, and A.J. Thor with 16 points today goes to the free throw line. He is 5 of 6 so far today. 16 points, 5 boards for the sophomore out of Rockford, Illinois, transferred from St. John's. First attempt is on the way, and it's good.
Wisconsin's done a really good job of guarding the three-point line against Northwestern. We knew that was going to be a big key to this game. Northwestern 5 of 15.
Second free throw is good. Meanwhile, athletic trainer Brent Newhart checking out Tyler Wall on the bench, right leg issue. So Tyler sitting out for the time being. Lead is 5 for Wisconsin. Blake Preston hands off to Barnheiser, gives off to Martinelli at the top of the circle. Now to Langborg for three, left side, drilled it.
What did I do?
Uh-huh.
I circled. As I got the box score, I circled it because they're going to find a way. It's because of Langborg.
Marcus Silver in the game. Badgers lead by two. Nice pass from Blackwell into Crow for the dunk. Oh, sweet dunk and a beautiful delivery from Blackwell.
And what a pass. I mean, there wasn't much of an angle there. And John finds that, threads the needle to get it to Big Steve with the finish. Man.
45-41, Wisconsin, 14:30 to play. Preston left side above the three-point line. Is off to Langborg. Langborg, runner left of the lane, off the rim, no good. Crow the rebound, and he got fouled. As Greg Gard mentioned pregame, they love aggressive Steve. And there was a wicked dunk off a beautiful feed. As I say that, Tyler Wall now making his way off the floor, out of the bench area, and like on his way to the locker room. 14:20 to play, 45-41. Wisconsin leads Northwestern. Steven Crow picks up the dribble, high on the left. Looking for help, throws it to Storr, bobbles it, trying to run it down, knocked away by Bowie. Storr got it back. Left wing, AJ tried to skip it to Blackwell, got there off a deflection from Martinelli. Blackwell a jab step, dribbles off the right wing. Working in the lane, and an offensive foul on Blackwell. Yep, got the arm up, pushed off Martinelli. The foul on Blackwell will be his third. Max Klesman will be coming in momentarily for Wisconsin. 13:55 to play, 45-41 the Badgers. Bowie throwing to Barnheiser, high on the right, hands off Martinelli. He'll feed Preston at the top. Sends it to Barnheiser, and a whistle, offensive foul, Northwestern. They're going to get Martinelli, Jeffrey Anderson on the call. That's two on Nick Martinelli.
That's a great battle in the post. Keep fighting, keep fighting. You find a way to get a call back.
Blackwell will sit down with the three fouls. Klesman is in. Kamari McGee to the front court for Wisconsin. 45-41 the Badgers. 13:38 remaining. Klesman, right of the circle, goes to Ilver, turns the left side for AJ Storr. Feeds Crow, left of the lane, skips to McGee, turns to Max. Outside right, he got fouled by Boo Bowie, trying to close on Klesman, and that makes sense, but he got too tight, and Bowie picked up the foul, his first.
But Kamari had a wide-open corner three. More pass to get that to Max, which then gets a foul, and one step closer to getting the free throw line. That's going to be a big part of this second half because we've seen the physicality. At some point, they're going to start to call a couple more.
Four fouls on Northwestern, three on Wisconsin. Here's Klesman, loose it inside. It went off the rim, trying to get Ilver. It was wide open, couldn't connect. Bowie hangs in the air, throws to Barnheiser, the runner, right of the lane, short. Got his own rebound. Knocked loose, now Storr has it. Here comes AJ, throws it to Max. Lobs to Storr, slam dunk. AJ Storr off the turnover. The Badgers break loose. They lead by six. 47-41, Wisconsin with 12:53 to play. Bowie off the high screen. He'll try a three. Good.
Matt, he's done that all year long. That kid is something else, man.
All-American good. 47-44, Wisconsin. 12:38 to play. Here's Crow right of the circle. Crowd against Blake Preston, throws to Kamari McGee, turns the corner, Kamari in the lane, goes up high off the glass and in. McGee with four, Badgers lead by five. 12:25 to play, 49-44 Wisconsin. And a timeout taken by Chris Collins. This will be a full timeout. Got a good one going on in Minneapolis. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community will invest in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 12:21 to play, Wisconsin 49, Northwestern 44. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us I'm Tim Hubble, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 12:21 remaining. Wisconsin 49, Northwestern 44. Tyler Wall, who a few minutes ago left the bench area to go into the locker room, but he's back out there, came running back out there, threw a towel aside, said, I'm good. A smile on his face right now. He did not have a smile on his face not long ago. Good to see him back out there for Wisconsin. Northwestern coming off the called timeout by Chris Collins. He has two remaining. Langborg inbounds to Hunger. Sends it back to Langborg against Kamari McGee out between the arcs. A toss to Martinelli on the left wing. Martinelli gives it up to Luke Hunger against Nolan Winter. Now hand off to Barnheiser. Under the arc, whips it left side. Martinelli sizes up a three, takes it, missed it. Rebound, Kamari McGee for Wisconsin.
It's a good close out there by AJ, knowing Martinelli is only two of his last 13 from three. You can short close.
And less than 30% for the season from distance is Martinelli. Here's Kamari. Goes baseline left. Nolan Winter moving in on Hunger. Good post left. Kills the dribble. Needs a little help. Pass deflected. Stolen away. Turnover Wisconsin. Martinelli leaves it for Boo Booey. Up the middle to the front court. A toss out to Langborg. Right of the lane. Slipped it inside. Hunger catches layup. Good. Off the turnover, Northwestern pulls within three. 49-46 Wisconsin. 11 and a half minutes to play. Marcus Silver. He'll throw it to A.J. Storr. A feed for Winter. Hands off to McGee. Big pass Silver. Now Storr left wing. A.J. against Boo Booey. A.J. backing in. Knocked away. Got it back. Nice feed. Winter low in the right. Up no, but a foul. Oh, sweet pass inside from A.J. Storr. Nolan Winter will step to the free throw line. Langborg called for the foul. That will be his third. Now at the under 12 media timeout. Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 11:14 remaining. Wisconsin 49, Northwestern 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything, every memory, every detail, everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11 minutes, 14 seconds remaining in this quarterfinal matchup. Wisconsin 49, Northwestern 46. Teams played a close one in January at the Kohl Center. The Badgers were able to break away late en route to a 71-63 win. The game was tight.
The only time they've played.
Right. Yes, the one and only.
The one and only time that they've played.
You are correct.
Yes. I'm really impressed with the way that they've guarded Brooks Barnheiser.
Yes.
2 of 9. Got 7 rebounds, only 7 points. To me, he was such a and is such a key part of what Northwestern does. When they want to take Boo Booey off the ball, they put Brooks Barnheiser at the top, and they run the offense through him. And Wisconsin's done a good job of corralling him and really limiting him and what he's done. That to me, is why you're sitting here with a three-point lead. Even after the slow start, you've contained Brooks.
He came in hitting 7 of his last 14 shots from 3 over the last 3 games. Just one example of how dangerous he is. Third team all Big Ten. Nolan Winter at the free throw line looking for his first points, and the first free throw is good. The line drives straight through. 50-46 Wisconsin. Tyler Wall back in there for the Badgers. Store, Winter, McGee, and Klesmet. Second free throw, Winter on the way. Good again. Rushman out of Lakeville, Minnesota. Gives Wisconsin a 5-point lead, 51-49. 11-10 to play. Boo Booey with 24 points today starts the offense.
In any screening action Boo is in, just be up. Bigs be up, guards be up. Let somebody else get going.
Luke Hunger stops the dribble in the paint. Now Martinelli turns up left hand. In and out, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter.
He's had a tough night, too.
He has.
Afternoon here.
That was halfway down.
Three of 10.
Yeah, Store to the front court, throwing to Winter. On left side, hands off to McGee, gives it up the wall. A pass for A.J. Store at the top. Flips it to Klesmet high on the right. Klesmet a bounce for Wall. Faces up against Martinelli, 10 to shoot. Wall starting to back. Little dig from Barnheiser, still backing his wall. Left block. Inside feed to McGee. Goes up and he gets hacked. Boo Booey getting in there. But free throws coming up for Wisconsin. I said Booey, Ryan Langbord.
It was a push from behind. Yeah, Booey was there. Was there as the initial help side, but Ron Langmore pushed from behind, and that's what that was. And it's a big foul.
That's his fourth. As Kamari McGee goes to the free throw line, he is 10 of 13 this season at the foul line. He has 4 points so far today. 2-shot foul. First is on the way, and it's too hard, no good. Well, it was team foul number 6, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to. Well, and we had said about 4 minutes ago that the free throw line was going to play a factor in this game, and it's going to, you know, I mean, Wisconsin's going to be the bonus here. That foul on Langbord is really crucial because who else is going to step up? Martinelli's 3 of 10. Barnheiser's 3 of 9. The only player really to kind of get going is Boo, but if you're Wisconsin, you've got to capitalize at the free throw line.
Okay, Kamari McGee missed them both. Langbord sits down with the 4 fouls. Blake Smith is in. 51-46 Wisconsin. 10-18 remaining. Barnheiser out front. Wall defense. Barnheiser surveys. Puts it on the deck in the lane. And Travis shot blocked by Wall, and it comes out to Klesmet. Oh, what a defensive play by Tyler Wall. And Max, left sideline, front court. Against Smith, left of the lane. Tough shot blocked by Smith. Comes down to Northwestern. Barnheiser behind the back to the front court. He'll throw it to Booey. Deep three right side. Nope, way off the mark. Rebound tip in the air, pulled down by Wall. 9:45 to play, 51-46 Wisconsin. Wall hands off to McGee. Throwing to Winter up top. Turns to Klesmet left wing. Max off the wing. In the lane. Pivots. Beats Wall. Gives off to Store. 13 to shoot. A.J. splits two defenders in the paint. And that ball got ripped away by Blake Smith. Turnover Wisconsin. Here comes Barnheiser. Barnheiser, top of the arc, snaps off a three, and that's off the rim, no good. Rebound, McGee for the Badgers.
So good, Kamari.
Here's Kamari. No one's picking him up. No one stopping the ball. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound, back tap, Winter out the Klusman. Max throws to Storr, open three, right side. Yes, sir. A.J. Storr gives the Badgers an eight-point lead with 8:55 remaining.
It just feels like a boo-booey possession, though.
Yeah, here it comes.
Like, it's what he's done all year long. Wisconsin, get up on him.
Klusman against Bowie. A throw to Barnheiser in the lane. Whips it left corner and a whistle in the lane. Jeffrey Anderson on the call. Yep, pointing to McGee. 54-46 Wisconsin. 8:45 to play. Crowell and Blackwell coming in. Winter and Klusman will sit down. Preston is in for Hunger.
That's exactly what Wisconsin did, though. They raised up on Boo, got the ball out of his hand. Brooke Barnheiser, you know, made a play, got a foul.
Bowie baseline right, will inbound. Looking, finds Preston. High on the right, a toss for Barnheiser, top of the circle. Barnheiser walks the dribble off to his right, well above the three-point line. Gets a bump from Bowie. Barnheiser against Klusman now. Big size advantage, Barnheiser backing. Mid post right, turns to the block, throws it up right hand, no good. Rebound, Barnheiser back up and in. Counts, and one. Ooh.
They switched it, so they went Boo Boo screen with Tyler Wall, switched it, which meant Kamari McGee ended up on Barnheiser, and then they posted him up. Now, force the miss. Kamari did what he needed to do. This is where, as a group, you need to come down and guard. Nobody does. Brooks gets the offensive rebound and the foul there. That's a tough one to go against Wisconsin.
Tyler Wall, guilty party. That's his third. He comes out. 54-48, Wisconsin, 8:29 to play. Barnheiser's free throw is good. So he finishes the three-point play, and Barnheiser now with 10 points, 54-49 the Badgers, 8:25 remaining.
And I hope that doesn't get him going.
Marcus Silver in there, gives off the Blackwell, right of the paint, feeds Crowell at the top, throws to Storr, off the left wing, jump stop, up right hand, good, off at 2 feet, big fella.
It's that simple, though. Like, yep. AJ, when you play off at two, no one can stop you. And it was a quick attack.
It was, 56-49 Wisconsin. Bowie against McGee, whips it Blake Smith, baseline right, attacking, reverse layup, no, but a foul on the take. Bill Eck on the call, they'll point to believe Blackwell, and that's going to be four on Blackwell. So now Max Klusman about to check back in with Blake Smith going to the foul line where he missed a couple of throws in the first half. 8:01 to play, 56-49 Wisconsin.
What I love about this game, Matt, and the game of basketball, is you got a kid like Blake Smith. That's a walk-on now that gets thrown into March. Kamari McGee gets thrown into it a little bit more. And both those two kids have found ways to impact this game.
They really have.
It's a beautiful thing about this game of basketball. It really is.
Klusman in for Blackwell. Smith hits the first free throw. And the second one coming. Dad was a walk-on in North Carolina. Teammates of Hubert Davis back in the day. Both free throws are good for Smith. 56-51 Wisconsin. 7:58 remaining. Kamari McGee for Wisconsin, throwing to Crowell, out high, hands off the Storr, A.J. to the line, free throw line, goes to McGee, turns it right corner for Klusman. 15 to shoot, plenty of time, Max surveys, high screen Crowell, a throw to Stevie, open three, straight on, nailed it again. Third three of the game for Crowell, 59-51 Wisconsin, 7.5 minutes to play.
And Blake Preston was just slow to close out, Chris Collins is just nuts.
Bowie off the Martinelli screen, lost it, got it back, gives off the Barnheiser, driving against Ilver, right of the lane, and he got fouled by Ilver. Had the arm straight up and down, but did not establish the guarding position there. When he hit the under eights, media timeout. Badgers lead by eight here at Target Center. 7 minutes, 20 seconds to play. Wisconsin 59, Northwestern 51. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The coverage of Wisconsin basketball is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. 7 minutes, 20 seconds to play. Wisconsin 59, Northwestern 51.
Big Steve and AJ Storr, 15 of 25, and combined for 42 points. What, I mean, when you look at what they've done and how they've played off of each other, now this isn't, Northwestern's not like Maryland, though. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of fight in this Northwestern team. There's a reason that they've been able to overcome so many injuries, so many things going against them, and still have locked up that four seed. So if you're Wisconsin, you have to stay dialed in.
Works Barnheiser missed the first free throw, knocks down the second. 59-52 Wisconsin, 7:17 to play. McGee to the front court, hands off to Storr. He'll throw it to Max Klesman. Tosses to McGee. Outside right, well above the three-point line. Foul hands off to Kamari. Top of the circle. Leads it for Ilver. Quick flip over to Max Klesman. Outside left. Shot clock is at 10. Wall, a hand off to Storr. A.J. long three. Good again! 28 for A.J. Storr. 62-52 Wisconsin. 6:50 remaining. AJ's season high is 29 against Chicago State. This matches his high against a Big Ten opponent at 28. At 28 in East Lansing in December. Bowie off the right elbow. Throws a Barnheiser. Wide open three straight on. A rounded out, no good. Rebound tips. Storr grabs it for Wisconsin. 6:28 remaining. 10-point lead for the Badgers. McGee up sideline front court. Goes to Marcus Ilver. Over leads it for Storr. A.J. high in the right. Gives it to Crow at the top. Crow with a handoff to Max Klesman to the line. He got bumped and a foul is called. As we go against Boo Booey, that's his second. 6:11 to play, 62-52 Wisconsin. Max Klesman goes to the free throw line. I think I said that was his second on Bowie. That's actually his third. Max Klesman with 9 points today, six assists. He shoots the 1-1 and leave the meat on the bone. Missed the front end. Rebound to Langbord. There's Bowie out high off a Hunger screen. Slips at the Hunger, left of the lane. Moving in on Crowell. Shot up and in. Muscles it in. Hunger now with six. 62-54 Wisconsin, 5:53 remaining.
And offensively, this possession, make sure you get a good one.
McGee throwing to Marcus Ilver out high. Ilver with a hand off the Storr. A.J. flips it to Crow at the top. Couple of steps to his left to pass for Klesman. Shot clock at 10. Max against Langbord. Klesman, 7 to shoot. Max left of the lane, twisting up right hand. No, but a foul. Klesman will go to the free throw line with 5.5 minutes to play. Ryan Langbord. And that's it.
That's
that
it.
Is his
Absolutely.
Fifth foul. He will finish With just 5 points today, he averages 12 and a half per. So Justin Mullins, a sophomore from Oak Park, Illinois, will come in for him, 6'6".
Transfer from Denver, yeah.
Lesman missing the first free throw. Badgers now 11 of 15 at the foul line. Max, an 85% free throw shooter, now 0 for 2 in this game.
I didn't think there was a whole lot on that call there, but when you attack the basket, you give yourself a chance.
Second free throw, nothing but net. 63-54 Wisconsin, 5:25 to play. Bowie throws to Hunger. Gets it back to Boo Bowie. Chased by Klesman. The runner right hand off the glass and rim. No good, but a foul on Klesman.
And a funny feeling that foul was going to come.
Yeah, it's going to be the Boo
Bowie show. It wasn't a lot
show.
On that end. I kind of, you had the feel that it was going to come back, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Chris Collins not running for rookie coach of the year. The usage rate for Boo Boo, he's going to be off the charts in this last 5:21.
Well, it's going to be off the charts. It already is. Mm-hmm. But in general, just with the foul that went against Northwestern, it was 50-50 call. It did not surprise me. I'm not saying it was a makeup call, but.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Got you, Drift. First free throw is good for Bowie, 63-55, Wisconsin, 5:21 to play. Wall back in. Ilver sits down. Bowie with 25 points in this game. Second free throw on the way. Good. Give him 26.
And Wisconsin's played a good second half, but this Northwestern team just does not go away.
No, they are full of grit. 5:15 remaining. 63-56 Wisconsin. McGee throwing to Crowell at the top of the circle. Dribbles to his left. Leaves it for Storr against Martinelli. A.J. looking inside, nothing there. He'll toss it out to Klesman. Shot clock at 10, game clock at 5 minutes. Klesman, top of the arc, eyes up the rim. A step back three, off the rim, no good. Rebound to Brooks Barnheiser on the run for Northwestern. In the lane around Klesman, a blocked inside by, looked like McGee
Kamari
got it.
McGee.
Are you kidding me?
It was Kamari McGee.
Kamari McGee flying in there for the rejection. Here's Crowell right of the lane, backing, passes out of the double. Here's Kamari, extra pass, Storr left corner. A.J. drives to the rim, layup good.
And it's the extra pass by Kamari McGee to get A.J. the ball and let him drive it go.
What a sequence for Kamari McGee. 65-56, Wisconsin, 4:20 remaining. Bowie, long three straight away, and that's what All-Americans
do. It is.
He buries another one. Northwestern within six. 65-59, Wisconsin, 4:07 to play. McGee throws to Wall out front. Leads it for Storr. A.J. to the top. Now Crowell sends it to Klesman left wing. Max slips it to Crowell. Wide open slam dunk. Steven Crowell. 67-59 Wisconsin. 3:50 to play.
We talk about Northwestern not going away, but how about these Badgers answer? Every time Northwestern gives you one, there's an answer on this end by your Badgers.
Here's Bowie. Another three right of the circle. Not this time. Clip the front rim out of bounds to Wisconsin. Yeah, both teams have all day grit. And A.J. Storr with a season high 30 points for Wisconsin. Now at the under four media timeout. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 3:36 to play. Wisconsin 67, Northwestern 59. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Menards is your home improvement destination. We've got everything you need for your projects, from ceiling to floor. Why settle for a plain ceiling when Menards carries stylish and durable ceiling tile options? Armstrong ceiling tiles offer a variety of styles that are easy to install and add a great new look to your home. Get started today at Menards and head to Menards.com to check out all of the great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
3 minutes, 36 seconds remaining in this quarterfinal game in Minneapolis. Wisconsin 67, Northwestern 59. A.J. Storr with a season-high 30 points. Boo Booey with 29. Steven Crow with 19 points. And Butchie, big fella, 6 of 7 from 3 so far in this conference tournament.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There's no doubt there. Big-time players, especially bigs, because March is all about the bigs.
Oh, no. Oh, we're changing our tune. We're changing our tune.
Win and play. Play the cards that are out there.
I gotcha.
Hey. That was a pretty good block by Kamari McGee, though.
That was amazing. Here's Kamari to the front court for Wisconsin against Bowie. Throws to Crow, left of the circle. A handoff to Klesman. Gives it up the wall, out high. Hands off to A.J. Storr between the arcs. Speed to Crow. Now, leaves it for McGee. A flip to Wall near the midcourt center circle. Shot clock down to 8. McGee sizes it up. McGee on the attack, right lane line, trying to get through 3 defenders, and he got fouled. Oh, my goodness. Kamari went down hard, and he will go to the free throw line. They get the foul called on Mullins, I believe, Justin Mullins of Northwestern.
He grabbed that ankle right away. I said, oh, boy.
Yep.
Don't need that.
He back to the free throw line. Missed a couple a while, just a short time ago. 8-point lead, Wisconsin, 3:10 to play. This is a 1-1, and it's off the back rim. No good. Tyler Wall gets the rebound. Got there ahead of Barnheiser. What a play by Wall. And the Badgers keep possession. As Max Klesman throws the Wall right of the center circle, 10 to shoot. Wall looking up at that shot clock, which is now at 5. Wall loops it left side. Klesman catching, shooting for 3, left corner, and it's well off the mark. Off balance he was because of the pass. And now Boo Booey the other way. High screen from Hunger. Now Mullins, baseline right. Knocked away McGee, but a foul on Kamari. That will be his second. And a 1-1 coming up for Northwestern. John Blackwell with 4 fouls, ready to come back in.
The only thing I'm telling myself is if there's a bad shot or a bad possession, you're up by 8, Northwestern has the ball, locate Boo Boo.
Yep.
That's as a team right now, that is what it is. Mm-hmm. You got to make a Justin Mullins beat you. Make something, find a way. And I say that, but force them to make a play is probably better.
Absolutely. Justin Mullins, a 1-1. Front end is no good. Rebound, Blackwell for Wisconsin. 2:38 to play, 67-59, Wisconsin. And Klesman up the floor for the Badgers against Bowie. Meets him at the mid-stripe. Klesman walking the dribble out between the arcs. 15 to shoot, 2:25 to play. Wall with a pass for Storr, who has 30 points today. A.J. left of the circle, rocks the dribble against Martinelli. Shot clock at 7. Crow cradles it, 5 to shoot. Crow with a handoff for Blackwell with 2 to shoot. Deep 3 on the way. Yes, sir! John Blackwell with a triple. 70-59, Wisconsin, 2:05 to play. Barnheiser off the right wing, in the lane, trying to work against Tyler Wall, pivoting, gets it out of there to Bowie near half court. 1:57 remaining. Bowie off the Hunger screen, picked up by Crow. A throw to Mullins, left corner, drives baseline. In the lane, goes up, blocked by Storr. Barnheiser has it left wing. Barnheiser dribbles off the wing in the lane, knocked away. Looked like Storr got a hand on it, and it's snapped up by Blackwell with 1:40 remaining. 70-59, Wisconsin. Blackwell off the Crow screen. Throwing it out to Klesman. 1:30 to play, 15 to shoot. Lesman high on the right. Martinelli backs off. Cats play for the stop. 10 to shoot, 125 to play. Lesman inching forward at the top. Little behind the back, dribble at the free throw line. Step back mid-range. Jumper short, no good. Barnheiser the rebound, a minute 15 to play. Boo Booey brings it up for the Wildcats. A minute 10 to play. Badgers up 11. Booey off a high screen from Hunger. Works off another high screen. Picked up by Crown the switch. Inside feed for Hunger. Picked off by Wall. 1 minute to play, 70 to 59, Wisconsin.
And this team is finding a little mojo, Matt. They're finding a little mojo right now.
Badgers fans on their feet. 50 to play, 15 to shoot. 11-point lead for Wisconsin. Lesman uncontested, rocking the dribble. Bowie laying off, down to 40 seconds. Klesman throwing to Crowell, another three. Around and out, no good. Barnheiser the rebound. And a foul called on Blackwell reaching in there. A rare freshman move by the freshman Blackwell. For those just following Wisconsin now, this guy is, he's all freshman on the all freshman team. Has played like a junior or a senior.
But I can't
just fouled out of the game.
I can't believe Steve missed a three. Disappointed.
Tight rim all of a sudden.
I mean, that's unacceptable, Steve. I need you to knock that down.
Well, I'll let you ask him about it here.
Oh, we will. Don't worry.
Brooks Barnheiser at the foul line. 70 to 59, Wisconsin. With 34.8 to play as Northwestern in the double bonus. Brooks Barnheiser will shoot two. And the first is on the way, and it's good. 70 to 60, the Badgers. 34.8 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for Brooks Barnheiser. Airborne and good. 9-point lead, Wisconsin. As the inbounds pass goes to A.J. Storr. And he will slow jog it to the front court. 28 seconds to play. Got about a 5-second difference. Shot the game clock. Storr will pound the dribble outside right. 20 seconds remaining. 70 to 61, Wisconsin. Don't even need to bother shooting. Kamari McGee with a shot clock at down to 5. Game clock at 10. McGee just rocking the dribble. And he'll dribble out the clock. They'll take the violation. As Northwestern will get it one final time. Greg Gard would like to get Carter Gilmore in the game, and he will with 4.8 seconds to play. Gilmore in for Crowell. Luke Hurdle subs in for Max Klesman. And Connor Esegian will also check in. A.J. Storr will get the rest of the day off. Connor took a minute to get that warm-up off. Now he's good. And now Chris Hodges as well will come in.
And if you look at this, a great performance by Wisconsin. I think Northwestern, I still think they're in the NCAA tournament. They get another chance. And hopefully the world gets to see Boo Booey. I know the rest of the Big Ten is glad that we don't have to see him anymore because he was fantastic.
He is a fantastic player to watch. As the clock hits zero and the Wisconsin Badgers advance to the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament. 70 to 61, the Badgers defeat Northwestern here this afternoon. We'll hear from Stephen Crowell momentarily as he will come over to our score, to our location. As the Badgers, after a very rugged start, Northwestern led 23 to 12, and then the Badgers went to work from there, led by 4 at the half. And by as many as 11 late, eventually winning it by 9, 70 to 61. And they get a third shot at the Purdue Boilermakers tomorrow afternoon.
And me, we can talk offense all we want. I know Northwestern's limited, but from three, it's still really good. Here are two numbers that I look at that are really impressive. The narrative of last week has been, well, they're not good. They're not good defensively. Well, 61 today, 56 they gave up against Maryland. This team defensively is starting to get locked in, and that's exactly what they need.
Oh, you're good. We'll bring Stevie over here. Talk to him here as by our broadcast location as Wisconsin defeats Northwestern here 70-61. It's a lot of junk around here. I don't want you spraining an ankle or anything.
I know.
So my guy Butchie, he's excited about many things, but the fact that you've hit six threes in the last two games, I think you're feeling it right now, aren't you?
Yeah, no, it excites me too. Finally knocks
I'm just disappointed you missed the last one.
I know. It felt good.
Okay, all right. That's all I need. Then all I need to know is it feels good. Then it'll be good.
Yeah.
Something about, I mean, even in yesterday's game, you get a bucket on the first possession. Just getting in there, break the seal. Yeah. I know the way you guys shot it well. All of a sudden, it felt like a weight came off everyone's shoulder. Yeah. Is that how you guys feel so far in this tournament?
Yeah,
so
no,
far?
It's not only me knocking shots down. I think everyone's knocking shots down. AJ's pulling deep threes, Max. John's been unbelievable. So I think, like you said, just getting that lid off the rim early really helps us and gets all of our confidence going.
Okay, so everyone says you guys aren't good defensively.
Yeah.
All right, that's been the narrative, whatever.
Yeah.
Last two games, 61-56.
Yep.
I've said, at times you guys have shown it. What's been the biggest change?
I think we're just viewing this as a new season almost. Like, we don't really care what happened in the regular season. March is a whole new season. Anything can happen. And then just buying in. I think the team defense has been a lot better. And guys are starting to figure it out. AJ's new, John's new, and we're starting to put it all together at the right time, and it feels good.
And to be able to get things squared away after the start that Boo Booey had especially.
Yeah.
But that's, he does that to a lot of to bounce back. You started so fast yesterday, not so much today.
Yeah.
Showed a little bit of grit here.
Yeah, no, I think that's the mark of a good team. It's not always going to be sunshine and flowers, and we're not always going to be making shots. So it was good to come back a little bit.
And good to win a game like this. Chucky with the lower body injury could have played if needed.
Yeah.
But he didn't play, and you won. This is the first time the lineup changed, so you had a little different kind of adversity, if you will, but handled that pretty well.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's credit to our guards, I think. John coming in here and doing what he's done, but then Cam, too. Big-time plays, that block really stands out to me at the end from a smallest guy in the court doing that. So, no, it's really cool to see those guys playing.
You guys get another shot at Purdue.
Yeah.
You know, played really good there. Yeah. Not a couple down shots.
Yeah.
You know, can get a win there.
Yeah.
What's some of the biggest keys when you look at that already moving forward? Not to enjoy this one, but it's tournament play, especially in the Big Ten. You're already on to the next one because you have to be.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think getting them on a neutral site will help. Playing him at Mackey's obviously a tough place. And then I think just limiting their threes. Edie's going to get his. You know, he's the best player in the country. So I think just limiting those other guys like Lance Jones, Braden Smith, trying to make them miss a little bit. And then, like you said, just try to play him close and hopefully we can come out with the win.
Neutral by definition, but how much fun is this for you and Tyler? And
it's kind of a home game a little bit with all the red in here. No, we'll take it, though. Us Minnesota guys are pretty comfortable in here, and it's showing.
Yeah, so. I can tell. Yeah. Congratulations, man. Go enjoy it. Go off your feet.
All right, man.
Steven Crowell joining us here courtside. Big day for Big Stevie. 19 points for the big fella today. 3 of 5 from the three-point line after having 3 three-point hits yesterday against Maryland. Your final score, Wisconsin 70, Northwestern 61. Butchie and I are back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Real leather.
The Wisconsin Badger postseason is presented by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Today's game is also brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wisconsin moves on to the semifinals of this Big Ten Conference tournament, where the Badgers will play the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue holding off Michigan State earlier this afternoon, 67-62. It's Wisconsin 70, Northwestern 61 here today. Well, Brian Butch, the way this game started, I was thinking these guys are going to be heading back to Madison, but we talked about Northwestern's grit. The Badgers really dug deep after Northwestern, and Boo Booey specifically just wasn't being stopped.
Well, and one of the reasons is he's a really tough guard.
Yes.
And when I say guard, it's just knowing how to guard him. No Chucky today. Chucky's guarded Boo a whole bunch. It took some time to learn, you know, whether it be Max or Kamari, to realize, like, the amount of space that you can have with Boo, there is no space to have. You need to be wearing the same underwear that he's wearing. Like, that's the space that you have with Boo Booey. The other guards, okay, you can do some different things. You can give a little bit more space so that you can back up. You can give a little more help. Boo Booey is a no help, no space, no, like, you have to be all over him. Now, credit to the guards for Wisconsin for making that adjustment. Boo gets off, and when you got a guy like that, that gets off with 16 points early in the game for the first 9 minutes of the game, and to take him kind of back out of the game, it's extremely hard to do. Mm-hmm. Extreme, like, we've seen it where Wisconsin has let bigs get going early, and they haven't been able to stop them. That was not the case today. They let a guard get going early, and they put the clamps on him and stopped what Boo was doing, as much as you can stop Boo Boo.
Yeah, the Badgers in the two games against Northwestern have done a good job of, you know, in many areas, including guarding the arc. In the first game, Northwestern was 6-21 from three. Today, 8-23. Now, that's not horrible. That's like 35%. That's solid.
But
they came
42.
In almost 40. Yeah, and better.
42
yeah.
In conference play, in 39 overall, sixth in the nation.
Yep, and so credit Wisconsin what it's doing, and we've talked about it many, many times. It's kind of hard to completely transform yourself into a great defensive team, but here so far in Minneapolis, the Badgers have become a good defensive team, haven't they?
Well, I think they've gone from good. Well, we won't go great because it's two-game sample size. I get it, but I like that everyone's like, oh, this team can't guard. In the end, what is your DNA? Is if you play for – if Wisconsin's across the chest, mm-hmm. What's your DNA? You're going to guard on that end. Like, there's some non-negotiables, whether it was Bo, whether it's Greg, that no matter what, you're going to teach that end, and you've got to do something on that end. And that's what they're doing. And I thought Steve said it best. We're playing together as a unit. That's what great teams do. The players are too good to go one-on-one. If you're relying to go one-on-one as much as you are, like, you're not going to do it. You've got to guard as five. That's what they're starting to get to, guarding as five. Good luck then. Mm-hmm. Like, good luck. And in postseason play, what happens the most becomes a half-court game.
And by the way, the Badgers shot it pretty well themselves from the three-point line.
Oh, they're again, shooting it pretty well.
Yeah, they're 10 of 22, including 6 of 11 in the second half.
How many did Steve have again?
I think it was three.
Yeah. Then,
Should have been five.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Five. Yeah.
Yeah, they say March is guard play. Yeah, right. Come on now.
Oh, it's It's endless.
Oh,
folks.
It's going
to
get.
Folks, welcome to my world.
I got to get a Hall of Famer in there, too. I mean, hey, I'm doing it. And you know that ever since you've been in the Hall of Fame, Badgers are 2-0.
Well, it's such a
I mean, that's amazing. That's all you.
And tonight we're going to break a trend, though, because you're buying dinner.
I bought dinner last night. What do you mean?
Yeah, popcorn and toast. It was great. 70-61, Wisconsin defeats Northwestern here today. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers take down Northwestern this afternoon, 72-61. Time now for a little Butchie breakdown. What you got here today for the Fighting Badgers?
Well, I'm going to start right here. 31 minutes, 8 of 12 from the floor, 3 of 5 from 3. Big Steve, 19 points. No, I'm joking. You look at this. Overall, though, it's two guys. It's Steven Grohl and A.J. Store combining for 49 points. Steve goes 8 of 12. A.J., 10 of 16. And I didn't think A.J. forced any shots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those two guys, especially with Chucky kind of in the wait-and-see-if-needed mode,
right,
those guys stepped up. And when somebody needed to step up, and the performance those guys put together, they carried the load. And then I can't emphasize enough, Kamari McGee comes in, 4 points, 3 rebounds, but affects the game so much. And so many Badger fans out there, we knew it. We said it because of what it did and how it moved lineups and what it did for Gray. But Kamari missing those games and the Badgers losing a good amount of those games that he was out, There's a correlation.
Yeah, it is.
And,
yeah,
you're, and you're seeing that. And to me, the last thing we'll talk about, but I thought paint points was something that they needed to do 28-16. They found a way to dominate that. Overall, Wisconsin, just a really good performance. And what was a physical game?
Which you expect.
We expect, absolutely. And they stay calm. Mm-hmm. They didn't get too high. They didn't get too low. Runs were made. They made runs. They had answers. This is what college basketball should be about, is a game like this.
Yeah.
Where boo-booing Northwestern, they stop a Wisconsin run. Wisconsin comes down, they have an answer. Northwestern comes out like, this is what makes it great. This doesn't just happen in March. It happens in November, but it's magnified right now in March, and it's glorious, and it's great. And I'm glad that Wisconsin is playing at this level right now on this stage where there's more eyes, because the narrative before was, oh, Wisconsin's not good. They've done this. Well, if you look at how they lost some of those games with no Kamari McGee on the road, now we're all neutral sites. You're seeing this team that we've seen for the majority of the season, and I'm glad they're doing it now so that the national media and the national stage can see what this program has been about all year.
And they get another shot at Purdue, a team they were very competitive with on both occasions. Yes, Purdue has won both in Madison, and then last week pulled away. Badgers got it close, but then just couldn't quite get over the hump, and then Purdue ended up winning it on Senior Day, so they get another shot at them tomorrow.